Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I actually had to come out to the studio today and defrost the microphone and the board because it's cold. It's so chilly out here. It's 55 degrees currently in the studio, which is kind of insane to me, but fine. This is the Bumper Podcast. I am Natty Bumpercar. It is wonderful to talk to you today. How are you? I've missed you so much. No, really, I have. Sometimes people say, how are you? And they don't actually want you to answer because it's like a formality, right? It's like, oh, how are you doing? And then you have to make the mental societal calculation of, do I actually tell them how I'm doing? Do they really want to know how I'm doing? Or do I just go, I'm fine. Things are good. Like, right? But then sometimes they'll press a little bit. They'll go, how's the family? How's the job? How's the wife? And it's like, oh, you're opening the door. You're really opening the door to I'm going to start talking and I'm going to give you information. And then you're going to, you know, wish you hadn't, you know, because a lot of times the how's it going is pretty surface because the people that you're saying, how's it going to, that generally implies, to me at least, that you haven't, you know, talked to them in a little while, and maybe you're not up on the day-to-day. And so, you know, the people who do know how it's actually going, they probably know for the most part. So they don't have to say, how's it going, because they just know. So then the people who come up to you and say, how's it going? They aren't up on the news, right? They don't subscribe to your newsletter, right? They don't read your blog, your RSS feed. They're not watching your TikToks. They don't know how it's going. And so when you're like, well, woo, actually there's a lot going on, then you can see like their the skin on their face kind of tighten up a little bit. And they go, oh no, what have I gotten myself into? Ah, all right. And, you know, and then they try to walk. Okay. Well, it was great to see. I'm going to. No. Oh, friend, you just asked me how it was going. And I am going to. Do you have 45 minutes? Because I'd like to tell you how it's going. I'd like to tell you every single bit of how it is going. And so that's why it's a very not transitional, but just it's a very transitory. I don't know what the word I'm going for, but it's not a real question. It's not, you know, like, hey bud, let's hang out, let's sit down right now and hash this out, let's have a cup of hot liquid, whatever. I don't know what hot liquid you drink. I don't like coffee. I should let you know that I don't like coffee. I think coffee is yucky. I do like tea. Big fan of tea, right? Not fruity kind of teas kind of freak me out a little bit. But like a black tea, like an Earl Grey, which is a black tea, but it's gray? I don't know. English breakfast. Now that's a tea I can get behind. That's a solid tea, right? What other hot drinks? Cider? Oh man, I will drink a cider. Like all day long I will drink a cider. I will take some cinnamon and I'll put it in my cider. Yeah, that's gonna make my day better. I'm just gonna tell you right now. A chai? No, that's a tea though. So I don't know if it really counts. What other kind of hot beverages are there? I don't know. Do you consider like broth to be a hot beverage? Like a miso soup that, you know, maybe just has a couple of little scallions in there? Feels kind of soupy. I don't know. It's like, what kind of tea do you like? Oh, I'll take the chicken tea today, please. Warms me up. Fills me up. Makes me feel good about everything out there. Like, oh, sorry, we don't have any chicken tea, but we do have these dried up leaves that you can put in hot water and then it'll turn your water brown. Oh, well, that sounds delicious. My youngest kid, he's, I don't know how old he is, 7, 10, 43, I don't know. But he's adorable, and he sees, I drink a lot of tea. And he recently, he was like, you know, I'm gonna try some of that tea. And I said, oh, are you? And I let him have a little sip of my tea, you know, not wanting to get the child caffeinated, because he doesn't need the energy. If I'm to be honest, I need all of the energy. I am a robot whose battery is always low, and so I need the energy. But I let him have a little sip just to see if he liked it, and he did. And so I went out and I bought him a little box of decaffeinated tea. And now that I'm saying that, I kind of wonder if there's any caffeine in that, because even though it says decaffeinated, I wonder if it's just it means it has less caffeine, or if it means there's none. I don't know, but I should. Now I'm thinking I should find that out. And he loves the whole process of making tea, and I think I like part of that too, where you have your water, the kettle, it's on the fire, and it's boiling and it's whistling, and while that whole thing is happening, you go and you get your mug or whatever, you know, kind of thing you're putting your hot tea into. You put the tea bag in. We've discovered, because I used to put sugar in my tea because I like a little sweet tea, because I'm from the South and that's what we drink. But now I've discovered something called monk fruit, which is, I don't know what it is. I know nothing about it. I just know I was in a store and someone said, would you like to try these strawberries? They've got a little monk fruit on them. And I was like, yeah, sure. And this wasn't even like someone who worked in the store. This was just like a random person. I think they pulled it out of their pocket, if I'm to be honest. It wasn't like at a station. It wasn't branded. It was just... I don't know. Maybe monk fruit is doing some, you know, guerrilla marketing now. They're just going into stores, berries in their pocket, and trying to turn the masses or something like that. Real grassroots is what they're doing. So no, I tried it and it was I was like, well, this tastes fine. This tastes yummy. This is good. And so then it took me 2 months for that thought to work its way through my brain and get to the point where I was like, I wonder if this monk fruit will be good in my tea. And then it took another month and a half for me to then go be at the store and remember that that was something that I was curious about. So it's a 6 month process at most. So any thought that comes into my brain, anything that I'm like, you know, that's a good idea, it doesn't just then happen. It has to sit on the shelf for a little while. You know, like, actually what we do is we cook it with, and then we put it in a mason jar, and then we put it on the shelf, and then, you know, you let it rest there, and then we open it, and it's delicious, and then we put it back in the fridge, and it's a whole process is what I'm saying. And so it happened though, I got it. And it's delicious. It doesn't 1,000% taste like sugar, but I would say it's a good 80%. And it doesn't taste like the I don't like unnatural sweeteners, like the pink packet or the blue packet or the yellow packet. Those all kind of just leave a bad taste in my mouth. Don't like diet sodas either, for the same reason. I just don't. But this stuff, so far so okay. So, you know, I'll keep drinking it. Drinking it? No. Putting it in my tea and then drinking it. That's what I'll do. So the child, he loves the process of, we put the tea bag into the mug while the water is boiling. I've started putting this monk fruit into his tea, and he doesn't seem to notice, which is nice. And then, you know, you put the water in, and he enjoys watching it steep. And I would like to know the etymology of the word steep, because it's you're just putting the tea bag into the hot water and releasing the deliciousness from the leaves that have been dried. And I don't know what steeping is, huh? But, you know, initially we were trying to teach him, like, all right, so you have a tea bag, and then you put it in the water, and you know, it has to sit in there for a certain amount of time. The water should be a certain temperature. It should sit in the water for a certain amount of time. And we're not that scientific about it, if I'm to be honest. But you can look at it, and you can see, like, okay, that water looks plenty dark to me. Like, I feel like it's got enough tea flavor. And then also trying to explain to him that if you leave the tea bag in there for too long, if you forget it in there, it might turn bitter on you. You don't want that. No bitter. No bitter. So, you know, he's constantly, he's like, has it steeped enough? And I'm like, I think it is steeped enough. And so then he takes it out. And then what we do is we leave like an inch at the top of his mug, and we put some ice cubes in there just to cool it down. You know, I don't want to burn him. I want him to enjoy his tea. And so then I have a tea buddy. Like we go to the restaurant, and if we get breakfast, and he's like, she's like, and what will you have, little man? Some chocolate milk? And he's like, actually, I'd like some tea, decaffeinated, please. And I'm like, oh, you're so fancy. Look at you, little fancy man. And the waitress is always, you know, they're always really amused by it, that he's being so fancy. And he and the last time we went, she was like, and would you like some cream? And he was like, no half and half for me. He knows what half and half is. I don't even know what half and half is. I just know it's kind of milky stuff, and it comes in a little bowl type situation, and it's put on the table, and then you put it in coffee and stuff, and it makes it look neat and cloudy and everything. I don't really know if it changes anything, but you know. So she was asking him this, and so we go to the same diner every so often, and it was great because we went there just he and I the other day. And we're at the table. It's the same waitress that we normally get. And she comes up and she has all these, you know, big smiles. And, oh, how are you? Well, you look at you guys. And we're like, hey. And then she goes, so how's it going? And my younger son has picked up on this social cue. And he said, I'm not sure you really want to know. How much time do you have?
The Bumper Podcast is an oftentimes hilarious weekly romp with Natty Bumper Car and some of his pals. It is family-friendly, clean, and ridiculous. Thanks a bundle for listening. If you love our show and you'd like to help support the podcast, check out our Patreon page at https://www.patreon.com/NattyBumperCar. Also, pretty please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it with everyone everywhere, post about it on all of the social medias, or leave a rating and review. The Bumper Podcast is produced at headquarters in Coffee Can Alley. It's recorded, mixed, and produced by producer. The Bumper Podcast features contributions from Aloysius J. Pig, Rufus T. Rufus, Doodle Poodle, Robot, Trunks, and a gaggle of other silly rascals. Our head talker is probably Natty Bumper Car. We also have an absurd newsletter. Check it out and subscribe at nattybumpercar.com/subscribe. Also, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at nattybumpercar. Hugs and hearts. See you soon.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.